After graduation, I returned home to my small town in Indiana. I didn't have a job yet. Mr. Hobbs, a friend of my father's, owned a small shirt factory in town. Within the past 5 years, it had grown from 20 to 80 workers. Mr. Hobbs was worried that his plant was getting too big and inefficient, so he asked me to come in on a short-term basis as a consultant. I went to the plant and spent about a week looking around and making notes. I was really amazed at what I saw. Most curious of all, there was no quality control whatsoever. No one inspected the final product of the factory. As a result, some of the shirts that were put in boxes for shipment were missing one or two buttons, the collar, even a sleeve sometimes. The working conditions were poor. The tables where the workers sat were very high and uncomfortable. Except for a half hour at lunchtime, there were no breaks in the day to relieve the boring work. There was no music. The walls of the workrooms were a dull gray color. I was amazed that the workers hadn't gone on strike. Furthermore, the workflow was irregular. There was one especially absent-minded young man in the assembly line who sewed on buttons. After a while, I recognized him as Big Jim, who used to sit behind me in math class in high school. He was very slow, and all the shirts were held up at his position. Workers beyond him in line on his shift had to wait with nothing to do. Therefore, a great deal of time and efficiency were lost as Big Jim daydreamed while he worked. All week I wondered why he wasn't fired.